Welcome, welcome, welcome. Why are you smiling at me like that?
Well, you ask me that literally every time.
It's because you just smile.
I can't smile.
Not on this pod.
Okay.
We're serious here. We're talking about important stuff on this pod.
I did get a facial this morning, so if my face looks nice and glowy and like I'm not wearing makeup, it's because it is.
You are a shining queen.
Thank you.
Yes.
Lauren by Monty, go to her. She's in school.
Not a sponsor. Should be after that. Yeah, another week. Last episode, we had a guest on. A relationship coach, and I thought it was really fun.
Yeah, it was like, awesome, actually.
Had a really good time. I felt like the reels were also really fun. So yeah, definitely more guests to come too. So if you haven't already, I didn't say it on the last episode, and I should have, but please, something that really helps us is if you like this video and if you subscribe to the channel. We are so close to hitting our goal. So, if you could right now, just look, see if that subscribe button is clicked. If it's not,
click it.
Click it. That's our new slogan. Click it. So, and then this episode is sponsored by our Dreamers Club merch. So you will see us wearing our merch probably from here on out on this podcast. So mm-hmm. I am wearing our bereaved sweater. And let me tell you, I'm sure others say the same thing, but the sweaters and the hoodies that we offer are the comfiest.
They're super comfy. And they're not super like heavy. They're nope. light. They're super soft on the mm-hmm. inside.
Yeah, they breathe really well. Like, it's literally, I think, the perfect material mm-hmm. for a sweater and a hoodie. So this one, there's tons of different colors that you can get it in. And it is embroidered, which I love embroidered. Mm-hmm. So check this out. You know, and it fits really well. It's unisex, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And then Lindsay.
Why We Dream. Join the Dreamers Club.
I love that shirt.
Yeah, I do too. It's got a cool design on the back too.
Yep. So check out the merch. Go to whywedream.com and get your hands on the comfiest sweaters, hoodies, tees, you name it, that are not only comfy but look great. So also, my hat. These hats are awesome. So we were looking, trying to decide what we wanted to do. And we found it's called a dad hat, mm-hmm. but that's just the shape of the brim, right?
Yeah, I feel like it looks good on everybody.
Yeah, and it's like the perfect hat for anybody, and it's super adjustable. You know, like I obviously have a big head, so and it fits my head great, but you can adjust it if you got a small head. So, and this one, yeah, this is. Am I wearing the Dreamers Club one? So. We have a Dreamers Club one. We even have one that have clouds. I'll wear that one next time. But, and that's to represent having your head in the clouds.
Yeah, super cute.
So, really, really cute. Check it out. Okay. And then this episode is produced by Why We Dream Productions. That's our company that also helps other people get their name and brand out there. So, if you are an individual who wants to grow your own personal brand or you're a company that needs marketing services, reach out to us through Instagram. Our handle is just Why We Dream, and we'd love to help you out. So, okay, that's all the whatever they're called.
Announcements.
Yeah.
Announcements.
That sounds right.
I have one announcement.
Yes.
Check out these new mic stands.
Oh, yeah. Aren't these so nice?
We don't have the big arms in the way anymore.
I do like it. The only thing I don't like
is
I can't move it as much.
Don't
that's
touch.
That's good.
But that's probably good. A good thing. Yeah, I like it. I think it's a better setup. Especially when we have guests, this mm-hmm. is going to be much, much better.
Let us know what you think of the new mic stands in the comments.
Yep. Okay. Should we jump into it?
Yep.
Let's do it. So, something that I've been seeing is Spotify has this thing called your day list.
Yes.
Have you seen this?
Yes. Do I need to look it up?
So I thought it'd be fun for us to check out what our day lists are. So Spotify has seen a 20,000% increase in their day list since it's gone viral on Instagram and TikTok. So why are you making that face?
Mine's weird.
So what you do, let me kind of explain how this works. If you have Spotify, you want to go into it and go search and just search day list. Okay. And then you can just click on that top one. This is funny.
You read yours first.
Well, one of them is anti-anxiety mix. So...
Wait, you have multiple?
I love my anti-anxiety mix.
You have multiple?
Yeah.
If How? You search Daylist, it'll give you an anti-anxiety mix towards the top.
I have lit shower mix.
How are you seeing? Oh.
Come on, Boomer.
Okay.
I thought
you just clicked on it and that was the one.
Well, that is the main one, right? Okay. So they have these other ones like lit shower mix.
My first one is anti-anxiety mix too.
Okay. Yeah, because everybody has their anti-anxiety mix.
Oh.
That's like one of the things I think, but okay. That was the recommended one to me. But there's one specific to you. So click on that one initially. Yes. And mine is called Chill Pop Spring Thursday Afternoon. Is what mine is called. It looks like it has some Arizona, some Chelsea Cutler, Oh Wonder, Khalid. It's a pretty good playlist, actually. What is yours called?
Mine's called Pining Goblin Core Afternoon.
Pining
Goblin?
Goblin Core?
It says you listen to sad and slow and songwriting in the afternoon, even though I haven't listened to any music this afternoon. But it has Panic at the Disco, it has Bleachers, Bastille, it has AJR, Fall Out Boy, 21 Pilots.
Yeah, that sounds like you, Goblin Core, for sure. Well, that is funny, because I'm always like, you're in goblin mode.
I know, that is funny.
Mine's boring. Mine's just chills.
Listen to more exciting music, I guess.
Mine's boring, too, if it makes you feel any better.
What is it?
I've got Rain Autumn Thursday Afternoon.
That's fitting, though.
It is fitting. It's raining outside.
It's raining.
Yeah, but it's not autumn.
Yeah.
That's weird. Autumn vibes, maybe.
And didn't yours say spring?
Yeah. It's not even really spring.
We're not
either,
quite to spring yet.
Yeah, so I just thought that was interesting. Goblin Core, that does fit you. And then I also saw this trend where you go into your photo album.
Okay.
And you search in your photo album. So if you have Apple, you're able to do this. I don't know how it works on Android. But on the bottom right, click the search. And then I thought it'd be fun to just go through some keywords and see what the first one is.
Okay.
So the first thing I want you to search in your photo album is fire.
And do the first one that comes up?
Just whichever one you think is relevant.
Oh.
And then show it to the camera and we'll have Taylor put it in post.
Okay. This one's cute.
Oh, I love that picture.
It was our fireworks
so
when we went to Disneyland. It was our last Disneyland trip before Royce passed away. So yep. It has fireworks in it.
Well, mine's not as sweet. Mine's a forest fire.
Oh, well. It's,
Yeah, there was a huge fire
literal.
In Lehigh. And I went a driving and looked at it and took a video of it. So that is mine. Okay, the next one I want you to search is kiss. So keyword kiss.
New Year's kiss, the last New Year's kiss.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and mine is from our wedding.
Really? I have some wedding ones in there too.
So yeah. One of our stage kisses at our wedding. Okay, the next one is dancing.
We got Fletch dancing.
Yeah, that's like, well.
And I have a couple of Royce, too.
For some reason, my top one was
Oh my gosh, heads up. That's funny.
me and my brother playing heads up and doing acted out.
That was funny.
Okay, what's yours?
I have a few. I have, well,
just
mostly,
showcase one.
Oh, okay, let's see. Which one do I want? This one's of Royce. He was dancing so funny.
Oh, I love that video much. Huh? His little arms. Okay, the next one is wedding.
Okay. Mine pulls up Carrie's wedding.
Really?
Yeah. And ours.
Yeah, mine pulls up ours. Oh, that's a cute picture.
That one is cute. Look at this one.
Oh, I love that one. Is that where we're laughing?
Uh-huh, we're laughing.
Yes, that's one of my favorites. I feel like our photos were good.
Yeah, they were really good. I love our photos.
It's like seeing a different human, though.
I know.
When I look at me. You look the same.
Look at this one. That's like Carrie's wedding.
Oh, my gosh. What happened to us? Our hair.
It was windy.
Okay. The next thing I want you to search is sporting events.
I pulled up a monster train.
Monster Tram, are
monster
you serious?
Jam. I was thinking about it because I always say Monster Truck, so I want to say Monster Jam.
We literally
jam.
Have gone over this, what, 8 times that it's called Monster Jam?
So that's what I thought of, so I was going to say Jam, but it came out Tram.
Lindsay.
Was she calling it Monster Derby
yeah,
for a
monster,
while?
Yeah, a truck rally.
Truck rally. Mine brought that up too, and it's such a sad photo.
Oh, it's Fletcher crying.
I hate looking at this photo so much.
That one didn't pull up for me, but I do also have a rodeo in here.
And we talked about it, like, it was sickeningly
wants to see.
Loud how, like, deafening
yeah.
these trucks
mm-hmm.
were. And we're trying to get a picture, and Fletcher was just
crying. But I have one where he's happy.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, yeah, we got to get some happy ones. Okay. Now put in art. I don't know why it brought this
up. My gosh.
But it brought
Silo,
up Silo.
With the longest beard of his life.
He looks like he hasn't been groomed, like he was just
oh,
found in the woods.
Oh, this was my top one. How cute.
Number
is that?
One on my art is
oh,
you.
That's cute.
Is
your,
it?
Your face.
Your face is art.
I am art. I'm the essence of
that's
art.
That's funny.
That is awesome. Okay, and then the last one, family.
Family.
Yep.
Kenny and Whitney's family.
Really?
Yeah, that was the first one. My brother.
And mine is Taylor laughing on the camera. You are family.
Hell yeah.
I know. I always see these posts. It's like, it talks about how cringe it is to say, like, we're a family at work.
Oh, yeah.
When your boss is like,
we're a family.
We're a family. But instead of a raise, here's a pizza party. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm not going to say we're family. I'm not going to be that guy.
You're not going to turn into Michael Scott.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I am Michael Scott, but...
You do have the mug.
I do have the mug and probably a little bit of the personality. Because you guys are always like, spit it out. Like, tell us. And like, I felt like that was like all of Michael Scott.
Michael Scott when he quits his job, remember? And they're trying to get him to tell the story.
They're like, come on, Michael. We
okay,
want
so
to hear.
I got to the door. I opened the door, but it was locked.
Yeah. That is me.
You are definitely like that.
Okay.
Guys, I got to tell you something.
Also, though.
Hold on.
Never mind.
Hold on, guys.
No, I'm going to say it.
Say it.
Y'all are bad listeners. Yes, Emma, I know you just turned around. I can feel it. You're all bad listeners.
Jane, it's because...
I start a story and it's like Squirrelville here.
No.
It's like Squirrel Country.
No, it's because you say, I got something to tell you. And then you sit there for a minute. So then people are like, come on, just tell us. And then you don't. So then it's like people just start doing other things because they're like, well, he'll tell us eventually.
You lose your audience.
Yeah.
No. What happens is I say, wow, I have something to tell you guys. And they're like,
oh, really?
That's so not, what are we doing for lunch?
That's not true.
And I'm like, nice do you try. Want me to tell the story? And then it's like, oh, yeah. Wait, hold on. Hey, Meg, blah, 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 blah.
No, that's not true.
Is that not true?
No, it's not true.
That's only true, like, last week when you were trying to get us to all talk about something with work, and we were working on other things. We needed a minute.
It literally gets to where I'm like, okay, everyone, close your computers. Put your phone down. Let's hone in. Especially you.
Jaden used to kick me out of the marketing room at Riley Royce because I would be like, yeah. Did you guys watch The Bachelor last night?
Yeah, we'd be like deep into like, oh, we should really do this campaign. And Lindsay come in, did you watch The Bachelor? And like, I lose everybody for a full hour. So bad.
It's good for team morale.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. Sometimes. All right, let's move on. Anything else? Okay, cool. So, something interesting that I've been seeing is with the advancement of AI, there are Instagram pages where the influencer on the page is 100% AI.
Really?
They're not real at all. And there's this one influencer, they have 150,000 Instagram followers, and they say they make over 10,000 a month.
So it's someone running the page. They're just using AI.
Yeah. So like, it's just a generated AI person. The voice is AI. Like, and what's crazy is like, just like any other influencer, people are like involved.
Right.
And like attached to,
but they know that it's AI.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So, but I just thought it'd be something interesting to talk about as far as just like, what do we feel about that? What's the future of it? Like, you know, cause I have seen a trend, they call them faceless videos, right? Or channels where you just have like a voiceover software, and then you could do a channel all about like true crime or about sports or, you know, whatever it is, and you don't even have to be on that channel.
I think that's actually kind of cool, you know, for people that don't really want like their face or like that type of thing out there, that they could still make an income doing something on social media, but not necessarily using like their life and their, you know, voice and their appearance. Mm. But at the same time, I feel like AI can kind of get out of control where you can make something that looks real that's maybe not real. So I feel like eventually they might start putting like restrictions on AI, but I mean, I think it's cool.
Yeah, I saw this one article that actually just came to my mind. There was this influencer, very pretty girl, and I can't remember what country, but international, right? And she amassed this like huge following.
Yeah.
And she would do live streams. So she would just live stream all day, and she rode motorcycles and like was just this like really cool girl that everyone loved, right? And she was doing a live stream one day, and all of a sudden the like software glitch or something, and it was a dude with long hair.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I didn't know that was like possible.
The filter dropped off for like a couple seconds and then came back.
And were people upset?
Well, yeah, because everyone thought they were following along with this beautiful girl that rode motorcycles.
At that point, like, who cares? It's like,
I think I would feel dibbed.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's like, you didn't follow it. I mean, you followed it because of the way the AI looked. I mean, just because it's like a dude, who cares?
Yeah, and I agree. I think, I don't know, it's just such a weird time where it's like we're almost crossing the path of no return.
Yeah.
Where AI is going to get so good where you can't distinguish.
Right.
Right. And then at that point, it's like, how do you know what's real and not real?
Right. And that's why I think they might start putting restrictions on it, because you could start like making videos of somebody that's maybe looks like somebody and doing something that maybe they actually didn't do. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Could get scary, but. Yeah.
Because I am like, we utilize AI in every aspect of everything we do, you know, but I do think it's like, who does regulate that? You know, is there a board that's best that understands it? Because if you try to explain to the government how AI works and how to regulate it, like, they can't even grasp that.
Right.
Right. Like,
although it is funny because we, as a team, started playing Dungeons and Dragons with Harry. Harry's our what do you call it?
Dungeon Master.
And so we generated what our characters look like. We just put in the description and generated our characters. It was really cool, but you couldn't put words like, you couldn't put like cleavage because AI won't let you. So it's like they have restrictions already that they could put on things.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really cool because it's like I couldn't imagine up a character and make it look good, but AI could do it for me in seconds.
Yeah. I was thinking about that today too, like just my workload.
Yeah.
Like what I am able to accomplish is like astronomically more.
Yeah.
Right? And like even when ChatGPT came out, like I literally woke Lindsay up at like 3 a.m. to show her because of how
like mind blown I was.
Because I just saw, I was like, holy cow, this is going to affect everything I do, right? So yeah, it'll be interesting to see where it all ends up. You know, hopefully, I don't know how they can get a grasp on it because it's one of those things I feel like once it's out of the bag, it's hard to put back
in. Yeah, it's just so, technology is so crazy to me. I just don't understand it.
I think it's already out of the bag. Like, I think so too. Look at the Apple, what's it called? The eye thing?
The what?
The Apple goggles.
Oh, yeah.
They just started shipping. And that's like Ready Player One.
It really is, huh?
Yeah.
And go ahead.
I was going to change the subject to something else, but go ahead.
And the Apple Vision.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Is that what it's called? The goggles?
Yeah. Apple Vision. Did you see Disney? They released this new technology. It looks like carpet on the floor.
Oh yeah, it's like omnidirectional. It's just like
you can walk in place and not move.
Really?
It's just like Ready Player One.
And you can turn, walk. So I think
that's cool.
Like VR, you know, these goggles, like I think it's going to end up like Ready Player One might not seem so much as fiction.
Yeah.
And as it is, you know.
Have you seen Blade Runner 2049?
I haven't.
You should watch it because Ryan Gosling, main character, has an AI girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And that's crazy.
It's really interesting.
What's that movie we just watched that we really liked?
Which one?
The AI one.
Oh, The Chosen One.
Yeah, that one was good too.
That one was good. Yeah.
So it makes you wonder like how far, like if it's not going to get regulated, how far off are we from things like that?
Yeah, because that is a little alarming to me of like removing human connection and replacing it with AI.
Yeah, that's true.
And I wonder if, you know, mentally and like your endorphins, if it is the same, you know.
But you know what?
What? You're going to replace me?
No. I was going to say that.
You know what? That sounds like a plan. That
the show Catfish could have a new. I mean, I feel like everyone knows Catfish by now. And I'm like, if you can't figure out if someone's catfishing you by now from watching that show, then you need help. But with AI, I feel like Catfish is going to have a whole new problem of people catfishing. And they can disguise their voice and everything like that. So it's going to be a lot harder to tell.
Yeah, I actually was thinking the other day, there's this new scam going around where these people will find your social media page and they will take your voice from your videos, put it into a software so it learns your voice. Yeah. Then they will use that to call one of your family members. And somehow they're able to have it show up on your phone as like, oh, Lindsay's calling me, you know, as the contact. And when they answer, it's your voice. And they'll have you say like, hey, I got kidnapped. You need to wire $5,000 right now. And it'll sound just like you. And I was thinking about that, like, we obviously podcast.
Right.
So I feel like we should like send something out to like
if someone calls and says we're kidnapped, maybe like use a code word or something.
Yeah, I like that code word.
Yeah, send That's out a code word idea. To your yeah. close friends and family.
Because, yeah, it's just, you know, anytime technology advances,
scammers,
the bad rampant. Guys are going to use the same technology, right? So yeah, I don't know. I'm excited and I'm optimistic that it will benefit lives, as long as we don't let it. I don't know. There's got to be some regulation,
right? But at the same time, I feel like I'm sure back in the day, people were probably scared of all the technology that was coming out, and I just feel like it's just unknown. But I feel like once you get used to it, it just becomes like normal, you know?
Because I was thinking, like, I remember, I don't know if it was related to Elon's brain chip, but someone was talking about, like, they believe it's going to get to a point where you can be on the peak of Everest
without
and
climbing
feel
it.
Exactly as you would
That's
if you actually climbed it, right? Because your mind won't be able to tell the difference. So it's like, I can go experience Italy without going to Italy. And they were having a discussion whether that's
good or
a
bad.
Good thing or a bad thing, you know, because it's a good thing on the side of like, what if I can't afford to go to Italy?
But at the same time, it's like tourism is what like keeps a lot of cities
I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Cause that could kill tourism completely.
Their economy.
Yep. But it gives opportunity to people that have these dreams and they might not be able to like ever get there to actually go and do it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like, our age, we're going to see this insane change. And, like, Fletcher's world is going to be so different compared to ours.
Yeah, it's
you
true.
Know? And I just hope we can keep up.
I know.
Not become irrelevant, you know? Because I've also heard a lot of theories about, like, if we can allow AI to do the tedious work, then the hope is that we become a utopia, not a dystopia, where instead of working 9 to 5, then you just focus on your like hobbies.
Right. Because imagine if you could get AI to do, I don't know. That's the hard part though, because it's like, if you get AI to do stuff that people would normally do, would that leave like more money to just give to people? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. More of like a universal income or something. Right.
Yeah.
Cause I think that my hope is that it goes that direction.
Right.
Where I hope AI comes and takes everyone's jobs and just frees up time.
Yeah.
For people. Right. But on the flip, it could take everyone's jobs and then everyone
doesn't have money. So you have to have a solution for that. But we had this discussion about population because obviously there was like the baby boomers. There was a big uptick in the population. So then I was wondering about, you know, when as time goes on, population's slowly decreasing, I feel like. So it's like, what's going to happen? Are there going to be enough people to fill jobs that need to be filled?
No way.
And I learned that in the United States, you need to have like a birth rate of 2.1 per person, or per woman, I guess, for the population to grow. But the US is at like a 1.8 or something like that. So at this rate, our population is declining.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everyone's like, if you look at Japan and look at China, like the numbers are staggering,
but look at their technology and like that's what this person, he's like a sociologist. He said the more modern the country becomes, the less children they have.
Yeah, I think so. Cause it's like, you know, back in the day, when I say back in the day, like the '80s, having 6 or 7 kids, especially here in Utah, I'm sure elsewhere might be different, was totally common.
Right.
But nowadays it's like, that would be insane.
Right.
See someone
our age.
Yeah,
we were talking
about
it the other day, like 4 is like the new 6.
Yes.
Like 4 seems like a ton.
Yeah. So I know there has to be changes. And I just hope that these things are used to like allow people to become even more free mm-hmm. instead of more imprisoned.
Yeah.
Right. So, something we just watched is this new series on Netflix called American Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched this, Taylor?
I haven't.
Okay. You need to.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was crazy. Are you okay if I...
You're going to spoil?
It's not really a spoil.
What if other people haven't seen it either?
I'll just do a brief overview.
Sure.
Maybe. We'll see. So it's this show called American Nightmare. So it's a true crime series on Netflix. And it's about this couple, right? In 2015, Denise was kidnapped from her home in California while she was living with her boyfriend, mm-hmm. Aaron.
Yeah.
Right? And the reason why the story has blown up and now is a docuseries is because of the skepticism and the disbelief of the police there.
Right.
Right? And the reason that this became such a big phenomenon and they've created this docuseries is because initially when she got kidnapped, the police didn't believe the boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
right? They thought he was a part of it. He must have done something to, you know, either he got rid of her or whatever.
Yeah, 'cause I think
right?
he had cheated or something on her or
was talking to his
ex-girlfriend or something.
Mm-hmm. And like he admitted to them, like, yeah, we had a fight and everything that night. But from his perspective, he's like, I was just trying to give them as much information
right.
just so that there's, I cover everything so that they can find her.
Yeah.
Right. But as they were searching, you know, like again, like he could start sensing like they don't believe me.
Right.
Right. And he didn't believe they were searching for her as much as they should be. Right. And then after some time, you know, the kidnapper said, you know, here, I want a ransom, $8,500 ransom demand. And eventually, after 2 days from her getting kidnapped, she just shows up.
Yep.
Right. Shows up at, I think it was her parents' house or one of her family members' house. Right. Her dad's house. And so then the cops are like, this is so weird. Like she all of a sudden just shows up and is like, oh, I got kidnapped,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so then they started accusing them of fabricating the whole thing.
Yep.
Like the
movie
chief.
Gone Girl, where she finds out her husband, they like based their theory off of that movie because she finds out that her husband cheated on her. So then she fakes this kidnapping and then she shows up at the end. She's like covered in blood, whatever.
Yes.
So they think that.
Wow. Talk about a big spoiler there.
That movie's old, though. It's past the statute of limitations.
It is past the statute of limitations. I'm just kidding.
Have you seen that, Taylor?
Yeah, it's okay. So good.
Okay.
And so they thought they were doing they watched Gone Girl and were like,
this is what they're
Let's
doing.
Let's pull this off,
yeah.
you know? Yeah. And like the police were obsessed with this Gone Girl narrative,
yeah.
right? And even the like chief got up there and was like, they wasted resources. They wasted our time. Like, throwing them totally under the mm-hmm. bus, right?
Yep.
And, like, they obviously start interviewing her, and she did the smart thing and got a lawyer
yes.
from the get-go. But, again, they saw that as, like, oh, she must be guilty.
Yeah.
If you get a lawyer, you're guilty,
mm-hmm.
right? And it just, like, as I was watching it, it brought back a lot of, like, bad feelings, you know? Like, you know, I support the police force.
Right.
right?
Yeah. They're
completely
good
necessary.
Guys, you know?
But you have to admit that there's bad guys.
Right. And
right.
And it's hard, though, because I feel like police just get lied to so much that it's, I almost feel like it's become hard for them to, I don't know, find humanity sometimes mm-hmm. or sympathy or like
yeah.
believe anyone. I feel like they have such a distrust for everyone that they don't believe
yeah they
anything.
Almost become inhumane
yes
because of that
yeah
right. And these detectives definitely were there
yeah
like you could tell they like had zero sympathy
yeah
you know just very cynical look on
mm-hmm.
on this couple
right
and it what it really did is it just damaged the whole case.
Right.
Right. And it just makes me, you know, like, I'm still baffled that in today's, you know, in the United States of America, you're even allowed to talk to a detective without a lawyer.
They should make it like you need to have a lawyer present if you're going. Because they take it. I've seen plenty of videos where they take advantage, especially if someone isn't as like smart or something like that. They'll take advantage and they'll kind of coerce them into confessing.
Yes.
And they'll go. They'll have like so many ways to get a confession, and I just feel like a lawyer needs to be present no matter what.
I think so too. Because it just, and they make you, like, you watch any of these crime series, the minute they say, I want a lawyer, they're like, why do you want a lawyer? Yeah. We're here to help you.
Right.
And then the minute they demand a lawyer, they get all upset. Mm-hmm. Okay, can't help you anymore. Like, you're going to jail.
You're right, you know.
Yeah, and like, but as far as the series, it was just, it just really showed a lot of holes in the justice system. And how, you know, detectives really, like, it's crazy because I think he even said that the detectives are still in that department and working.
Yeah, I think one of the,
after fumbling the bag that, so
the head
hard,
detective, I think, got like detective of the year.
He got detective of the year.
Yeah.
When this all went down, right? And I won't spoil it, so I won't tell you why they fumbled the bag, but yeah, it was just really interesting to just see, like, man.
But I watch so much true crime, and I watch, and it's just, that just seems to be the case in a lot of places. It's not like a one-time thing, you know. It happens quite often.
Yeah.
And so I just feel like it needs that. That's an easy solution, because if you're always allowed a lawyer, you should always have one with you.
Yeah.
Because like they read your Miranda rights, and the, and if you can't provide a lawyer, one will be provided for you. So it's like, why can't they just provide one at the police station for you?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think we're at a point where it's like the schemes and like tactics that they're using, it's like it makes them inhumane, right, towards somebody that they don't know if they're guilty or not. And you know, you say guilty until, or innocent until proven guilty, but
to them it's guilty until
you prove you're innocent, right? Yeah. Which is scary to me. So okay, should we do something a little bit lighter?
Yeah.
So we got a very special gift from Taylor and Megan, and it's a gift that I knew we had and did not lose.
We had to ask like 6 months after his birthday if they'd played the game.
Yeah, Jay's birthday is in July, and they said, did you play that game we got you? And we're like, what game? And it's because I am just, again, I don't like stuff laying out, and Jaden just left his present. So I just immediately after his birthday, I just picked it up and put it in a basket with our other games, and
literally up high. Yeah. I would never have known it was there. Yes.
So I am sorry that we forgot that about this game.
It's but okay. I thought it'd be fun to do, to play just a little bit of it here. So the game is called We're Not Really Strangers, right? And you guys have gone through this whole thing, right?
No, we did the, there's like a relationship expansion pack that has like a third of those cards. So yeah, we kind of did it backwards. Like you're supposed to play that one first. Yeah. That one you can more play with friends or as a couple, but the relationship one is more, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
But
so as far as how it works, so what you do, there's something called the final card. And what you do is each of us will write on this card and then we put it away. And it's called the final card, and it's like a note to each other at the end.
That's cute.
So we'll do that, but not today. So what you want to do is you can see here it's packaged into phases and it's numbered 1, 2, and 3. And you want to start at the number one phase. Okay. And I feel like those are probably the easier things to do, right? And I, from just quickly looking at it, it has questions, or it even has like, do this, right? So that you can get to know the other person a little bit more.
Oh, cute.
So really cute game. So yeah, I say we just pick a card. I'll pick one and then you can do the next one. Okay. So level one is labeled perception. Okay. And this says wild card. Why?
Sometimes they want you to like write stuff. So we sometimes skip wild cards, but just read it and see what it says.
Okay. It says maintain eye contact for 30 seconds. What did you notice? Okay, who's not a tyrant, Frank?
You don't want to stare into my eyes for 30 seconds?
I do love looking into your eyes, babe.
I'll roll your
timer. You got the timer. I do love looking into your eyes, but I don't like looking in people's eyes.
Okay.
If you know what I mean.
No.
Yes, I mean, you do.
But I'm really bad
when I'm talking to someone.
Right.
I do the one,
but
two,
you're not
three,
playing with a stranger.
One, two,
you're
three,
playing with
one,
me.
One, two, three. Like, I don't like to just intently be looking at someone. And there's people that will just
stare into
they'll just look at you the whole conversation.
Yeah.
Eye contact does not get broken.
Okay, I got the timer ready.
You got it. So 30 seconds.
Three.
Do you have to be silent or?
Yeah, it just says maintain eye contact 30 seconds. And then we got to talk about what did you notice?
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Why are you smiling?
I don't know. I feel like I was trying not to blink because
don't
I'm
break
like
eye contact.
It's a staring contest.
It's not staring contest. You can blink.
Okay.
Which eye are you looking at?
I'm looking at your right eye.
Yeah, me you too.
Does that say something?
Good luck or something. Wow, this is what you look like, huh?
Yeah, green eyes over there.
Green eyes. I have blue eyes.
I know.
Okay,
I'm
that's
kidding.
It. Okay. Good job.
What did you learn?
Well, I learned that I look into your right eye.
Me too. How do I look?
You look great. I see your eyes all the time.
What was your feeling inside?
I mean, I felt like I wanted to look away, but not for any sort of reason.
And before she's like, what are you talking about?
I mean, it's fine. It's just not a normal thing to do, you know? It's just not
30 seconds isn't that long.
It's not that long, but it's usually when you're talking to someone, you look around and look back. And
some people don't.
Yeah, you're right.
And then put that card at the back of the level one so you know when you've made it to the...
So through. Put it here?
Yeah, on the opposite side of where you grabbed it, yeah.
Okay.
So you know when you made it through.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What are you supposed to notice? It's we've been married for 8 years at this point.
And I'm it's a confidence thing when you can look people in the eye, but it's it's kind of just weird.
Yeah.
Don't you think? What are your thoughts?
For example, the other day I went to a funeral and my mission president was there.
Yeah.
And we were talking and he was staring into my soul the whole time.
I can't even look at you.
And and I noticed because I do the same thing you just said. But it wasn't just about him.
You look at him and then
I was looking down and then I looked up at him. And every time he was just locked in and I was like, dang. I gotta look you in the face more, I think.
That's funny.
Because I keep looking around.
Yeah. That happened to me yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was talking to this guy and such a sweet human and just really involved in our conversation.
But you want the other person to look away because you don't want to look away.
Stop.
Yeah.
Because I'm I feel dumb looking away. So then we're both just and my eyes start getting real dry.
My turn.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, this
but
one.
Hold on. I have heard they recommend doing that with your significant other.
Really? Is it supposed to do
connect?
Something?
You just hold hands and look at each other.
Really?
And you develop more feelings.
You think? I feel
that's
like
what
you just
say.
Make me giggle or something.
Yeah, the whole time we just talked about which eye we're
looking
at. Are
you ready for my question?
Okay, go.
Do I remind you of anyone?
In what way?
That's the question.
Do you remind me of anyone?
Yes.
This first one's perception, so you're trying to
perceive her.
Other people perceive you guys. It doesn't have to be intimate.
How others perceive us,
Millie.
How we perceive each other.
Millie's growling at you for some reason.
What the heck?
She's not liking what you're doing over there.
Who do you remind me of?
Yeah. Who do I remind you of? Millie, it's just Taylor.
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like that's a pretty easy answer.
Well, I and could then, say your twin sister, yeah, but like easy, you guys are so different. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I feel like we're pretty similar.
I don't.
Okay, well.
I think.
I guess that's perception, right?
When Megan and I played, then the other person asked. So now Jaden asked Lindsay.
But you didn't really give him an answer.
Yeah, true.
I have to like name someone or someone, do I just say
I know,
like.
I have someone true. Right now that I know that I thought of the other day. You remind me of Jason Kelce. When I watched a documentary of him, I'm like, that is Jaden. And then when I saw him at the game the other day, I was like, that is totally Jaden.
I'll take it.
Yeah. But he's just like a funny like guy. He just does what he wants, you know? And I just feel like, and he's a good dad.
Yeah, I like him.
And he just seems like a good guy. And he has a beard. You know, I just feel like he just and resembles Jaden. No. But like, and Jaden gets so into, and he's just, he was so sad when they lost. And yeah. I think I got so sad when they lost and Jason was like about to cry because he reminds me of Jaden. And I just felt like, I felt sad for him. And Jaden gets so like sad when he loses, you know? And he's so competitive that Jason Kelce is who you remind
That's a
me
good
of.
One. That's freaking good. Crap. Who do you remind me of?
Jaden's like, you remind me of Heather Gay.
Receipts proof. If you don't watch Housewives,
you need to.
You remind me of Lisa Barlow.
Oh my gosh, not Lisa.
No, you remind me. I think the Black Widow girl.
ScarJo?
ScarJo?
No, oh, Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah. Like, she doesn't have any social media.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, she, like, is not about it. And, like, I think her humor's kind of similar.
Yeah.
You know, where, like, everyone wants to be around ScarJo.
Oh,
you know?
So nice.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Level-headed, yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
And she's, like, an assassin, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me.
Cool. One more?
Yeah, do one more.
This is fun.
Yeah, this is fun.
Thanks, Taylor.
It's almost more fun to play
Thanks,
in front
Meg. Of... Meg. Meg just threw her arms up like, what am I, chopped liver?
But it's almost more fun to like play in front of other people, you know?
Definitely. If we did this alone, it'd be like, nah.
Yeah, it'd be like, yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
What does my phone wallpaper tell you about me?
Free.
Jaden's is still from Halloween.
Hold on.
I think unless he changed.
We were just
Halloween.
Talking about
screenshots, okay? So yeah. You can put it on. But
Jaden's a picture of Fletcher, and it's from Halloween, which is so cute. I love that it's Fletcher, but it just shows that he doesn't change it very often, which is totally Jaden because if you know him, like he leaves his notifications up.
Yes.
Like he gets thousands of emails, and yes. That would drive me crazy, but that's just.
And this is not from this past Halloween.
It's from, yeah, two Halloweens
two
ago.
Two Halloweens ago.
Yeah, I've known Jaden for over a year now. We met in January last year, and it has been...
And almost what's even more embarrassing...
He has a haunted house.
I have a
this
haunted
is,
house.
Yes.
That's my wallpaper.
Yeah.
You just love Halloween. To be spooky, man.
Which is funny because...
I know, because I like... Halloween came out like, I want my phone to be a little spooky.
Yeah.
Like, I love like... Getting into the spirit of the season, but I'm also don't care enough to change
right.
it.
Right.
You
yes.
know, like, so yeah, that does say a lot about yeah. me. What about yours? Well, I don't even know what yours is, actually. Yes. Very
Our
you.
Most recent family picture.
Lindsay has to make sure everything's in order.
Yes. And this is, it's just some winter trees.
Winter trees. That's very you.
No, you don't see any red notifications on my phone.
Yes. Very muted.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it just says you're on top of stuff.
Thank you.
You know, and I just am not.
You're on top of the things you need to be on top of.
All right, let's do one more.
Okay.
One more. Is that all right, Taylor? I think I'm, whatever. Okay.
Hey, what compliment do you think I hear the most?
I hear people just say, like, she's just so cool.
Oh, that's nice.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I usually get, I'm chill. Chill. Chill or cool, easygoing. Chill. That's the most.
Easygoing.
That's the compliment I get the most. Okay. And I like that compliment.
Yes.
Yours, I would say, is you're funny. Yeah. Or a lot of people compliment how, like, friendly you are and how people just, like, want to be your friend. You know, they want to hang out with you.
Aww.
Yeah.
Look at us not becoming strangers.
Yeah.
Being so sweet. All right. That was fun.
Yeah, that's
so
a cute game. I like
There's tons in here, so maybe we'll Do make a this a running bit. Yeah. So you'll have to stay tuned if you want to get to the real juicy stuff on phase two. So, okay, let's jump into submissions. All right. So this week's submission is, have you guys ever broken up with someone or been broken up with? What was the story? I think it's a good one for you.
I've got a great story.
Okay.
I've never been broken up with, but I have broken up with people. I don't know what that says about me, but anyways. But I do have a story. It's kind of sad.
Oh gosh.
Like if I was in this person's position, I can't believe
you're about to tell this.
Upset. So I am sorry in advance, but I was dating this boy. We had been dating for probably 3 years. I even moved schools. Like, I was going to BYU. I transferred. And my family goes to Lake Powell every year, and he had come a couple of times. And he came 1 year, and I moved to Wyoming, and I just felt like I had kind of been feeling like I wanted to break up with him. But I had already been with him for so long, and I just felt like, I don't know, that was just it, you know? And so I would kind of just push those feelings away. And we went to Lake Powell, and I kind of just brought it up to my sister. We, like, swam across the little, like, channel canal thing. And I just said, like, I think I'm going to break up with him. And she was very surprised. She was like, what? Why? And I was like, I don't know. I've just kind of been thinking about it, whatever.
And talk about the situation. Yes, you're in Lake Powell, which is, like,
middle of nowhere.
Freaking remote.
No service. We don't like, it's just me and my family, and Carrie brought some friends as well.
It's not like you're just camping.
You're in the middle of a lake, and we're on a houseboat together.
So there's no escaping once you're there.
The guy was there, right?
He was there. We drove from Wyoming together.
Together.
Into Lake Powell. Jesus. So, and I, you know, so I brought up to Carrie, and I think just saying it out loud to somebody kind of just like
solidified
it.
Yeah.
Because I had never spoken it. I usually just push it away, you know? And and that was like the first day we were there. And so then maybe like the next day, my mom could kind of tell, you know, moms, they just know when something's up. And she could kind of tell that I was a little off, you know? And so she came over to me and she said, like, what's going on? And I just broke down because, you know, I felt horrible. And I just said, I don't think I want to be with this person anymore. Like, I feel so bad, you know, like we've been together for so long and I don't know what to do. And so, obviously my boyfriend at the time, you know, walked in while I was kind of talking to my mom and he wanted to know like what was up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And,
so he walks in, you're crying.
Yeah. And I was talking
right then. Was he like, what's going on?
Yeah. So we went to the back of the houseboat, you know, we closed the door.
Oh, just you and him.
Yeah. And I'm just like crying. I'm like, I am so sorry, but I think we need to break up, you know?
Lindsay.
I just told him how I was feeling. So then, like, he tried to talk to me a few times. Like, we went up on the beach a few times, and he's crying, and all my sister's friends are wondering what's going on, you know? And so, and that was probably, like, the second or third day that we were there. We usually go for, like, a whole week. And so, I felt horrible, you know? But I'm the type of person that, like, if I break up with you, like, that's it, you know?
Okay. Nice.
So I felt bad, you know, I cried, I felt horrible. He's a good person. But I, you know, I love Lake Powell, Jaden knows this. And I wanted to enjoy the rest of my time there. So, you know, I was having fun with like my family, and he was trying to have a good time, but you could tell that he was visibly upset. Obviously.
So you guys were just like, let's just keep this trip going.
Yeah, so I mean, he obviously talked to like my family members, and my family was trying to help him through it and stuff like that. And so I felt, you know, I really felt horrible about it, but I'm like, it just happened.
Did it ever cross your mind of like, maybe I should just wait till we get back?
That's what I was going to wait. I wasn't even planning on even bringing it up to anybody. I wasn't planning this in the slightest. And he saw that I was upset, and I just couldn't lie to him.
So you stubbed your toe.
And so I just blurted it out. You know, I just can't. That's just how I am. I just can't lie.
Okay.
And so then, you know, the end of the trip happens, and obviously he has a lot of questions, so he's asking me a lot of questions, and we had to drive home together for like 8 hours by ourselves, and so it was just all around. I feel bad, you know it, but it. I'm sorry. That's all I've got to say. It was a horrible situation, and that's my breakup story.
And you wonder why I don't want to go to Lake Powell.
I know, but it was funny because my dad said, like, oh, if you want to, like, really get to know someone, like, take him to Lake Powell.
Oh, my gosh. That's a good one.
Yeah, so.
And I'm sorry as well.
Yeah, don't come for me. I didn't do it on purpose.
Jeez. Okay, should we end with settle our debate?
Yeah.
Okay. So this week's debate is about backseat driving.
I am not a backseat driver.
Lindsay.
Really, Jaden? Jaden is the worst backseat driver.
Okay.
I never say a word while you're driving. The
reason I am a backseat driver is because, I hate to say it, Lindsay.
What?
Say you're it. A bad driver.
I'm not. I've never gotten a ticket. I've never gotten in an accident.
Okay. You're scary.
I'm not scary.
I'm scared.
Ask Brady. When Brady drives in the car while I'm driving, he says I'm a good driver.
No way.
Call him up and ask him right this second.
You drive erratically.
I don't. I'm a smooth.
You change lanes fast.
Again, I'll go back to Brady because Brady says he gets car sick when you're driving.
Really?
Yes. Call
him. When did he say this?
Call him tonight and we'll follow up next week. But he says he gets car sick while you're driving.
I'm calling him right now.
Okay, call him. Ask him who's a better driver between me and you, but don't give him any context.
Can you hear that, Taylor?
What up, man?
What up, man? You're on camera.
All good.
Who's a better driver? Me or Lindsay?
Ooh, Lindsay's pretty good.
See? I told you!
You dog! What happened to us?
In what aspect?
Just who's a better driver?
Ask him, say, do you get car sick when I drive?
I'd say you, but she's pretty good.
All right, bye.
Bye. See?
I'm mad at him.
Yes, I am a good driver. Thank you very much.
Anyways, to wrap it up.
So that doesn't even need to be settled because we already settled.
I'm sad.
Well,
how are you a better driver?
I'm more smooth when I change lanes.
No.
Yes, I am.
All right. So put in the comments.
How are they supposed to know who's a better driver?
No. That's not what I want.
Okay.
Put in the comments, are you the backseat driver or is your significant other the backseat driver? And you can even include in the comments why. You're the backseat driver if you are.
Jaden will sometimes rarely ask me to drive because I like to be the passenger princess 100% of the time. But on the rare occasion when he does, I will refuse because Jaden backseat drives and it drives me up a wall.
It's because it's scary.
It's not scary. You're just, if anyone was driving, you're a backseat driver.
All right. That's this week's debate. I'm moving on. I got freaking body slam, chokehold.
I told you that before you called.
How did you know that? You guys just chat?
Because
hey, Jaden, man, I'm driving with him right now. He's terrible.
No, because I listen to what people say. And when you're driving, sometimes he says you get car sick. And then I've only driven with him maybe twice. And both times he said, I didn't get car sick that time.
All right. Thank you guys so much for watching. Subscribe. Let's get to 1,000. Check out the merch. And that's a wrap.